This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Can you believe he existed?
There were no meetings. You understand? There were no meetings. When I saw this, my jaw dropped.
No meetings between Ambassador Kislyak and anybody from the Trump campaign?
I have no idea. I'm being completely honest with you. I don't know. The routine job of an ambassador. Do you think that from all over the world or from the United States, the ambassador reports to me every day who he meets with or what they discuss there? That's complete nonsense. Do you even understand what you're asking?
His boss is a minister of foreign affairs. Do you think that I have time to talk to our ambassadors every day, all over the world? Complete nonsense. For me, this is just amazing. You created a sensation out of nothing. Well, this is, you know, you people are so creative over there. Good job. Your lives must be boring.
You know, say what you want to say about Vladimir Putin, but, you know, sometimes it just comes down to that, right? I mean, you must have boring lives. You got too much time on your hands to come up with this kind of conspiracy and this kind of stuff going on and on. But, you know, I kind of felt sorry for Megyn Kelly. I don't know why, but I just kind of did because I thought that, you know, here it is. She's going to try to give this thing a shot. Like, what did she think? Vladimir Putin was going to say, oh, yeah, we talk every day. You know, we do deli. You know, he comes over. We have play days over here in my place. You know, you guys don't know about it. But before, he used to hang out here. Come on. You know, but I'm sure that, you know, like we've talked about this before, Scott, so much to do about so little. And, you know, here we are, which America loves and the media loves, you know, just turning this into some, you know, boogeyman chase, and so.
I wish they would just tell us give us facts. Let's deal in fact. Let's stop dealing in speculation. Mm-hmm. Because if they did actually have a direct hand in it, and they did actually do, you know, they were in the hacking and things like that, those are all things that I want to know. Mm-hmm. But they got to trust me that if they give me the truth, that I'm willing to accept that and that I can handle that.
The fact of the matter is that, you know, all for national security reasons and everything, and this is what gives the media all kinds of room to play in. And then, of course, you got the leaking going out and suggesting all kinds of stuff. So you got fake news circulating out there. And so you're not going to know the facts. All you can know is that, hey, look, you know, we had an election. You know, even the analysts say that not one vote was changed. Did they try to meddle? You know, probably no more than and no less than the United States tried to meddle into elections and, you know, tried to do things, you know, so.
Which he talked about that as well, mm-hmm. Where he said, you know, you guys do it all around the world. You meddle in all the elections all around the world. If we did anything, how is that any different?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
well, he also I like the way he put down American technology by suggesting that even a 3-year-old could have hacked the DNC. You know, so okay, well that's you know, so I mean he was having fun. You know, he's definitely having fun with Megyn Kelly and you know, on this whole situation and. You know, so, yeah. So I don't know what the big takeaway is. Like you say, I don't know that you know any more than what you knew before other than, you know, for here's Megyn Kelly, you know, coming out. This is probably her big major interview, and she probably would like to have a do-over maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that she really showed that she's not really an interviewer on that level at this time.
Well, you know, especially like you say, you're not dealing with the facts. You don't have facts. You just have innuendo. You have all this fake news going in, and you don't think Putin knows that? He's laughing at it. He's just going, you know, I'm not going to, you know, like I'm going to give you something, even if we did, you know, he's not going to say anything. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more. Stay with us 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop and see what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us. Also, hey, I want to remind you of your chance to pick up that ultimate Shaq pack that we're giving away, courtesy of Lionsgate, which includes the Shaq Blu-ray DVD movie, Shaq Grow Sticks. All you got to do is plant water and watch your flowers grow. Plus, music inspired by the Shaq digital CD. All you got to do, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be in the running, and appreciate it. Just keep those cards and letters coming in, lots of entries, and no purchase necessary. Just tell me you want to be in the running. bill@billmartinezlive.com. Make sure you include your address so we know where to send your ultimate Shaq pack. Remember, the Shaq is now available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. For more information about the Shaq, go to theshaq.movie. Theshaq.movie. All the information is right there. Dr. Tony Nelson joins us now. He's had over 30 years of pastoral experience, including as a senior pastor, currently serves as a regional director for church planting in Inland Northwest, recently launched Refugee Idaho, an outdoors-oriented pastoral care ministry. Dr. Nelson, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. I want to talk about our crazy life, your brand new book, Navigating Through Life's Disruptions Without Losing Your Faith. I like that old anonymous saying says that obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And it's easy when we get caught up in the wackiness and the craziness of life that we can lose sight of, you know, what we were shooting for originally, can't we?
Oh, for sure. You know, everybody experiences something sometime that's pretty disruptive. It could be something good, you know, like getting married or having a baby or, you know, tragedies, loss mm-hmm. of a loved one or getting fired from your job. And those things can really kind of, you know, take the wind out of our sails.
Well, for you, this is a personal thing, isn't it? I mean, you know, like all of us, nobody's immune to crisis, as you say. And some can be little and some, you know, absolutely horrendous. I mean, speaking of the Shaq and the crisis there that a family went through. But, you know, you've got a crisis that challenges your faith. And, you know, hopefully and prayerfully you come out of it, as you say, being whole as a result and understanding and maybe holding on to your faith even more than you did prior to the crisis.
Sure, yeah. This book really is a story of my own journey as a pastor from, actually, I've looked back at that season and I talked to people about it. Is I was really a functioning agnostic. I say it with tongue in cheek now, but, you know, God really wasn't performing very well for me for a while. You know, I had people were divorcing and there was a significant amount of untimely deaths and tragedies and heartaches. You know, as a pastor, you sit on the 50-yard line of people's lives and their disruptions. And really, I wasn't really aware of it until I started digging into this idea of disruption from the theological view that I was really in a tough spot, mm-hmm. Really a crisis of faith, you might say.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as you say, I mean, disruption can be difficult and downright overwhelming. Life's interruptions, whether good or bad, are unsettling and can lead to despair and a crisis of faith. And this is where you found yourself on the 50-yard line of people's lives, right?
For sure. It was it kind of just kept creeping in on me, kind of like, you know, a river eroding a shoreline. It just found myself in a bad place. And I was in my doctoral program and took a year off. I was kind of burned out and came back to it. And I thought, you know, I got to get my mind around this. And it was kind of like my last shot. I'm like, okay, God, if my life's so disrupted and everybody else's is so disrupted, you've got to have said something about that in the Bible. Kind of logical, huh? And it was, maybe I'm a little slower than the next guy, but I went back to Genesis. And I share this in the first chapter, and it really was my turnaround moment. I looked at it with new eyes, and I said, okay, let me see what's going on here. And you know the story. God creates, and it's good, creates man, and man's good. And then after a season, we don't know how long Adam was around, but God looks at Adam's life, and he says something significant. He says, not good that he's alone. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't Adam who said that. It was God.
Right.
So Adam wasn't even aware of his need, and this is in paradise. I remind people of that. This wasn't a fallen world yet.
Mm-hmm.
So God goes to work, and he creates an environment around Adam where Adam began to become aware of his own situation. And, you know, he brought the animals to Adam, and he says, hey, name these animals, which was tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of that, Adam goes, there's no one that's just like me. So all of a sudden he's aware of the fact he's alone. And he doesn't go, God fixed this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, even if he knew that he was alone, that he needed something, what's he going to tell God, right? I need a
right.
friend? Yeah. He needs a team one.
Has no concept of what he could need, right?
Yeah, give me a Labrador. I don't know. Yeah. Something.
Yeah.
But, of course, God puts him into a sleep, interrupts him, and pulls out a rib and fashions a woman. And I argue that Adam really had skin in the game here, and it was a painful experience.
Right.
And he brings woman to him, and I mean this in a positive light. What's more disruptive than a woman who comes in and helps and changes the world? And that, for me, I studied that and reflected on it and went, so in paradise, God used disruption to create a dependency on humanity. And it went, then I went, oh. I get it.
Mm. So when you got it, how did you interpret that when you say you got it?
In one way, it made me let go of really a childhood God that I had, you know, the American God that blesses you financially and gives you good health and wealth and wisdom, to the real God who is not going to be put in a box. To the real God who says, I will utilize this world, even in its brokenness, to grow you and shape you, and I'm not going to do it in a way that's always predicted. It's going to be uniquely for you. And so I kind of was humbled, and I was, my faith was kind of renewed, and I was just like, okay, I need to get to know this God, because the other one I had to let him go, right?
Mm-hmm. So up to this point, even as a pastor of a church and dealing with people, you found yourself becoming more of a human doing than a human being, that you were identifying so much with, you know, the job and the tasks at hand that you really didn't even get a chance to pause and appreciate, who you were and what God had created you to do.
Oh, that's really well said. It's not just true for pastors, but certainly true for us. Is there's so much demand on us to perform in this day and age, to be, you know, to preach a sermon that's you know, internet worthy, and to match these great guys, and to grow your church and all that. And you're just going and going, and Sundays come around on a regular basis, and then it's Christmas and Easter, and all the while, if you aren't taking care of your soul, it'll bleed.
Yeah,
and it'll erode. And I hadn't done a very good job of that.
And meanwhile, here it is, you've gone through, you got all the degrees on the surface, like you say. I mean, you know, halfway kiddingly, you go functioning agnostic, so to speak, until your eyes are opened up to the revelation of God. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break when we come back. Dr. Tony Nelson is with us. We're talking about his brand new book, Crazy Life, Navigating Through Life's Disruptions Without Losing Your Faith. In fact, quite amazing, like Dr. Nelson. Who knows? Maybe you'll find your faith. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
No matter what comes my way, I'll let my life radiate your life now, always.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on this very independent Bill Martinez Live. Our conversation with Dr. Tony Nelson continues. We're talking about his brand new book, Crazy Life, Navigating Through Life's Disruptions Without Losing Your Faith. As Dr. Nelson will tell you, and any of us who have gone through these crises and disruptions, quite often, you know, even though you get to that point where you think you're losing your faith, it is amazing that, you know, Dr. Nelson, if you can hang in there, what happens to your faith? I mean, it's almost like you get to that point where I just can't handle this anymore, God. I'm just so overwhelmed by the crisis and by the pain of it that I just have to check out. And somehow, I know from my experience, it's like you hear the voice of God says, you know, hang in there, hang in there, come here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you walk on the water for a moment. And that experience just takes your faith and your love of God to a whole nother level. I think in much the same way, I think about Abraham when he climbed Mount Moriah and he's going to sacrifice his son.
Mm-hmm.
I always maintained that sacrifice, that ram was in the thicket. But the pain and anguish and maybe the confusion and a little bit of uncertainty, you talk about a crisis of faith issue at that point in time. I mean, here's a son he always wanted. He waited all this time and has a son. Now God says, you know, hey, I want you to go and sacrifice him. And, wow, I mean, here you are. And until he gets to that point where he's interrupted by the angel, then his eyes are open and he's able to see the provision of God. He even spoke about it prophetically to his son. He says, oh, don't worry about it. God will provide. And here it is. But it took getting through the other side. And that's, I guess, the word of encouragement experience, you know, from your book is hang in there. Because, you know, God is greater than any crisis. And what is there on the other side of this crisis is knowing God experientially in a whole new and deeper way. Isn't that so?
You said it really well. Abraham is the father of our faith for a reason. I think we forget sometimes that the Bible is not just a book of theology. It's not systematic theology. It's really all about relationships, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, God created us for relationship. He designed us for relationship. We thumbed our noses at him and fell, and he pursued us to have relationships. I mean, Jesus quoted the great scripture. He said, he said, sum up the Bible, and he says, to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. I don't know about you, but that's all about relationships.
Yeah, exactly. Horizontal and vertical. Exactly.
Oh, totally. It's not about what do you think or what do you believe. Really, it's about are you connected? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, for me, God let me get to that point of despair and discouragement to show himself to me in a new way. And it really was about relationship. And you said it well, as I look back at that, it was a fairly long journey of sliding into that abyss, you know, and mm-hmm. God put four or five key people in my life, several great men, some family friends, a book here, a song there, you know, a worship service here. Just kept propping me up and saying, I got you. I see you. I know where you're at. And, you know, you've got listeners listening today probably are going, but what about my situation? And my counsel is always, regardless of what's going on, just remember this, is that God is in the disruption with you.
Mm-hmm.
You've not been abandoned. You've not been let alone. He's not shocked and surprised by what's going on. He may be weeping with you, right? He may
exactly.
be grieving, which is about relationship, but he isn't going to let you go. And so don't quit. Don't give up. Don't walk away. Just keep leaning in and believing. And sometimes, like you pointed out, like Abraham, what I remember about that story of Abraham taking his son, you know, like his fulfillment of God's promise, he's got to take 3 days to get to that mountain and think about what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
3 days.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling he didn't sleep at all. And it says in Hebrews that he reasoned that God would raise Isaac back from the dead. And in a real way, he did. And so don't turn off your brain, you know, when you're in these moments. That's what I think about is keep thinking, keep pursuing, keep digging into the Word of God.
And hold on to what you believe in. I mean, even if it's a little bit of faith, I mean, you know,
yes.
It may not be the life-changing faith, but it's just that faith that you have that no matter what, you can count on, right? And then,
yeah.
You know, just to get you to that next to that next moment. It's kind of like when I was talking with Rob O'Neill about his brand new book. Rob O'Neill, of course, the celebrated SEAL who is credited with, demising one, terrorist, the king of terrorists in Osama bin Laden. And he just said when he went through SEAL training, his drill instructor said, look, when you get to that point that you want to quit, just, if it's in the morning, get to lunch. If it's lunch, get to dinner. Mm-hmm. Just get through that part. And when I heard him say that, I thought about, at times, in spiritual applications like what we're talking about, we do that with our faith. You just get to the next, moment. Breathe and relax as best you can. We're talking with Dr. Tony Nelson in his book, Crazy Life, Navigating Through Life's Disruption Without Losing Your Faith. And Tony, I do want to give us a chance to talk about how people can get their hands on your book, because quite often what happens with our interviews, we get down to the end and then we're like, we're out of time and surprised how quick the time goes. So let's tell people right now how they can get their hands on your book.
Sure, there's a couple of ways. You can get an autographed copy from my website at www.tonylnelson.com. And you can download digital copies from any of your digital sources, Amazon or iBooks. And, of course, the book just released last Tuesday, so you can pick it up or at least get it ordered at any of your major bookstore retailers, Barnes & Noble or any brick-and-mortar store. So hopefully it's in your neighborhood, ready for you to get.
Exactly. And, of course, it'll always be linked at BillMartinezLive.com. With all our guests, you get the link to the book, and also you get this interview that you can download and listen, while you're working out at the gym, and share it with your friends, and go from there. So, Tony, experientially, yes, life comes with interruptions. It comes with crises that can be so inconvenient, but it's God's reminder that he's not done with us, that, he's looking for us to realize, the number one question that we all have, why was I born? Why am I here? Well, we go to the Creator himself and trust that he says that, he will see it to its conclusion.
Well, Bill, you mentioned about God, don't walk away and go, go to lunch like the Navy SEAL taught. That really resonated with me. And while you're saying that, I was reminded of one of those moments for me with God, is I was called to a hospital in a major city near our small town. And one of my neighbors, actually, who was at my church, his 2-year-old daughter had contacted a bacterial infection in her spinal fluid. I can't think of the name of it, but it was life-threatening, and I was really at a low point. So I went, right? I went out of obedience. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go show up here, but I don't even know what to do anymore. And I walk in, and there's this little girl all hooked up, and the parents are standing there, and they're in a bad spot. And they said, the doctor just said, they think we're losing her. And so they're looking at me, right? I'm the pastor with that answer, and I'm just struggling.
Yeah.
And so I offer this little prayer with very little faith in it. There was a little bit, and I drove away thinking, I was a little upset with God. I'm like, great God, here's a little kid now that's going to die. It was pretty dark. And on my way home, I got a phone call from the mother who said, we just saw a miraculous turnaround in our daughter. Thank you for showing up.
Wow.
And I had to pull off the side of the road and cry. Because God went, I heard you, I got it. And I'm reminded of that, Bill, because I just got a graduation card from that girl this week.
Wow.
So she's walking the aisle.
Well, there it is. That is so cool. Yeah. Dr. Tony Nelson, in his book, Crazy Life, Navigating Through Life's Disruption Without Losing Your Faith. You'll probably gain it, and it'll get larger. Wait and see.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Yes, he is, isn't he? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. Father Christopher Hartley joins us now. He is a British Spanish Catholic missionary priest who worked from 1997 to 2006 to improve the working and living conditions of the Haitian sugarcane workers in the Dominican Republic. His work there was the subject of the documentary film The Price of Sugar back in 2008, produced and directed by Bill Haney. Father Hartley was born in 1959. His father was a wealthy Englishman and an Anglican. His mother, a Spanish aristocrat. He decided to become a priest at the age of 15, and though he was living in Madrid, chose to attend the more conservative and rigorous seminary in Toledo. He was inspired by Mother Teresa and met her in London in 1977 and went on to help her open one of her missions in Madrid. Father Hartley, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you very much. It's a great honor to be with you.
No, I'll tell you, the honor is ours, and I appreciate your story, and I want you to tell your story to our audience. But before we do, I know they're going to hear, you know, they heard Mother Teresa. Tell us that story first, your relationship with her.
I entered the seminary, as you very well said, at the age of 15, and I was very privileged, like most people who had the opportunity to read her books, to meet her in person when I was still a seminarian, when I was 18 years old in London. We didn't have a house in a Missions of Charity community in Spain at that time, and where I grew up. But I remember distinctly that meeting, as, you know, young people are easily impressed by an encounter of this nature. Mm-hmm. And she said to me two things that have always been carved in my heart. She said, be holy, be a holy priest, and love the poor. And I'm repeating this story, not at the age of 18, I'm 58, as if it was today. Those words are instilled in me and have, in a sense, defined the hope of living up to those beautiful words that Mother Teresa said at that very young age for me as a seminarian. Mm-hmm. And it's been a great blessing to have been able to live very close to her for the following 20 years of my life. I saw her for the last time only 2 months before she passed away. And in fact, I arrived in the Dominican Republic the very same day that she went home to God, beginning of September of 1997. She obviously, with her call to holiness, her desire for everyone to respond to our call to holiness, but her extraordinary missionary zeal and love for the poorest of the poor, obviously, you know, branded my vocation in a very, very definite way.
I got to imagine. I mean, here she was as a figure herself, Father. I mean, she was just a little thing, but wow, was she a presence, wasn't she?
Extraordinary. And I will remember her. St. Teresa of Jesus, the great Carmelite mystic, used to say the determined determination. I cannot think of a woman who would incarnate those words more adequately than St. Teresa of Calcutta. She was absolutely fierce when it came to honor the name of Christ and to be at the service of the church. That's one of the great traits that I learned from her, is this unshakable love and trust in the church, and that she instilled this in her sister. She instilled this in those of us who have the privilege to be anywhere close to her, to obey the church, to love the church. The sisters actually say, when they profess their vows, they say in the formula of their profession, to say, and to make the church fully present in the world of today. And I can't think of words more fitting to a missionary such as myself, as trying to bring the gospel to whether it's sugarcane fields in the Dominican Republic or in the peace of the desert I'm living in now in Ethiopia in the border with Somalia, to make the church fully present in the world of today. And who isn't called to this? Imagine what you are doing through this means of a radio station, how many lives, how many people, how you're making the church fully present in the world of today. Or those of us who have to go to faraway nations and preach the gospel to people who have never heard of Jesus Christ.
Exactly. And what people need to hold on to and apprehend here, Father, is when we talk about the church and making it, you know, present to this day, it's not the idea of what you think church is, but it is what Jesus instituted.
Absolutely.
And Mother Teresa really got it when Jesus himself, by example, said, I'm here to serve. And she was a servant. And
Absolutely.
This is what I guess anointed and certified her ministry, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. She actually, in fact, defined herself very often in interviews. She would say, I am a little pencil with which Jesus writes. But you know, a pencil, as you use it, you sharpen it,
yes,
and it becomes smaller and smaller and smaller until you know, she died with her sandals on, ready to march to a new assignment, to a new destination, to a new frontier, to the outskirts of humanity, to the areas where nobody had ever been. I mean, think that there's, now we forget, but I mean, she traveled all through Russia with a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary when it was virtually impossible for missionaries to come to evangelize there. It's very easy to get that. In the 1980s, she was already in Cuba, opened 7 houses in the heart of the Castro regime. I mean, who remembers all of that? But
exactly.
But and there she was. I mean, I remember 5,000 missionaries of charity praying every day and night for the possibility of entering China. It's this zeal, this fire to bring the church. And then one incredible thing is that for her, church primarily meant the presence of the Eucharist, to the point that she would define her presence not by her nuns, but by tabernacles. Like she would say, we have so many foundations, but she wouldn't say so many foundations of sister. We have so many tabernacles. So the point is that, and there's a theological principle that says, the Eucharist makes the church and the church makes the Eucharist. Mm-hmm. Is to have Jesus Christ and the bread of life at the center of their existence and of their missionary vocation.
You know, when Jesus said, as often as you celebrate the Eucharist, that you were to do it in memory of him. And she took this to heart and understood that there was something very powerful. And this is why, you know, for me, you know, Father, in celebrating Mass and the Eucharist is a very profound and personal experience. You know, some of my friends who, you know, I even, you know, went to Bible college and say, what is it about, you know, about Holy Communion? I said, well, first of all, it's holy. And you got to think about who you're communing with, God himself, his son, and the Holy Spirit. I mean, it is very profound, very personal and special. And, it is, you know, something that really breathes life into me.
Right, absolutely. She had a very beautiful way of saying it. She would say, Jesus became the bread of life to satiate our hunger for him, that he became the hungry one so that we could satiate his hunger with our love. She kept saying there is only one Jesus, the one who is the bread of life and the one who says, I was hungry and you gave me to eat. There are no two Jesus, she would always remind the sisters. So in early morning, Holy Mass, she would say, we receive Jesus Christ and the bread of life so that we can with him feed the hunger of humanity that awaits us as we walk out into another day of our missionary life.
This is why she became a saint, Mother Teresa.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
And we'll continue our conversation with Father Christopher Hartley. Stay with us, America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Show the mercy shown to you. Gifts of kindness to renew. Love from heart and fear and true. Oh, children, come. Oh, children, come. Oh, children, come.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Christopher Hartley, Father Hartley, is with us, a British-Spanish Catholic missionary priest who worked from 1997 to 2006 to improve the working and living conditions of the Haitian sugarcane workers in the Dominican Republic. A documentary film titled The Price of Sugar was produced and directed by Bill Haney. It tells his story. Also, there is a new book out opens our eyes even more, and the title of that is Slaves in Paradise, A Priest Stands Up for Exploited Sugarcane Workers, by Jesus Garcia, journalist for many years with the newspaper El Mundo, and now works in the Department of Communication of Aid to the Church in Need. Father Hartley, here, you know, before we get into the story real quick, you were ordained, and I saw this, that you were ordained a priest by Pope John Paul II. I mean, it's like the hand of God has been with you from day one here, you know?
I think it's more like the Lord saying, or I take special care of this one, well, he ain't going anywhere. He looked at me with a lot of compassion.
What was that like for you and your family? I mean, here you are. You committed at the age of 15 to be a priest. And, I mean, there's something about you, and you end up in Rome, and now you're being ordained by the Pope himself.
That's correct. And what is incredible, actually, aside from the extraordinary grace of being ordained by him, is how it happened. Because he was due to come to Spain in October of 1981 for the fourth centenary celebration, the opening of the Holy Year of St. Teresa of Jesus, St. Teresa of Avila. And as we all remember, in May of 1981, he was shot.
He was shot, exactly.
And he was almost killed. So from May that he was shot to October that he was due to come, he had not fully recovered. So his trip was postponed for an entire year. Instead of coming for the opening of the
year of St. Teresa, he came for the closing ceremony of the Theresian year in Spain. That was his first apostolic visit, the first time ever that a pope had visited Spain. So he ordained to the priesthood everybody who was coming up to ordination that year in Spain. So we were 141 of us ordained in an avenue in the city of Valencia on November 8, 1982. So, if I may say, without disrespecting the memory of such a great giant, I am one of the few who actually thanks the fact that the Pope was shot and not killed,
yes,
which postponed his trip for my ordination that was due on in 1982. Had he come in 1981, he would have ordained all those coming to the priesthood a year before.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, a series of circumstances that made this great event in my life possible. But it was a very important moment, not just obviously what ordination means mm-hmm. in the life of a young man. It changes your life for forever and for all eternity. But not at an existential level. I cannot forget the words that the Pope said in his homily. I mean, I've literally memorized it.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from all the wonderful things of obviously celebrate Mass with reverence and love our Blessed Mother, and dress in your clerical clothes or whatever, he said, I plead with you that you commit yourself to all the just causes of workers.
Mm.
Now, a 23-year-old young man in the middle of Spain, what did he know that those words would be as a prophecy in my life? What were those words going to mean in my life? Down the road in my missionary vocation, when I was going to confront all the evil that was thrown upon me when I walked into those sugarcane fields many, many years after that, those words were spoken by our Holy Father. But that was what's going to happen to me. And I was called a communist. I was called a terrorist. I was called all kinds of things. But when I look back, I had the Holy Gospels. I had the witness of Mother Teresa loving and serving the poorest of the poor. I had the words of the Holy Father who kept saying, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, open wide the doors to Christ, as we remember from the beginning of his pontificate,
mm-hmm.
and saying, commit yourself to the cause of the poor. So nobody could call me a communist when I was befriending the worker, when I was standing for his or her human and labor rights, when I was asking why they were mistreated so horribly in those sugarcane fields. So I arrived in the Dominican Republic in September of 1997. I was the pastor of St. Patrick's Old Cathedral. I had just come back from Rome from doing graduate studies. I'd done my MA in theology at St. John's University in Queens. I did my licentiate in theology in Rome. And then I did my doctorate again in Rome, both at the Pontifical Gregorian University. I come back to New York, and Cardinal O'Connor at that time appointed me the pastor of St. Patrick's Old Cathedral, which was rather a nice place.
Yes.
But I always wanted to be a missionary. So I go down to the DR, and I am assigned to the eastern part of the country to a very rural parish that had no priest for 10 years prior to my arrival. In fact, in my almost 10 years in that parish, I celebrated over 6,000 baptisms. But nobody told me that most of my parish was comprised of these gigantic sugarcane fields, which extended all the way onto the horizon, and in which they were dispersed in these hamlets called batalles,
mm-hmm.
where these Haitian men, women, and children lived, that were smuggled into the Dominican Republic with the complicity of the military, of the armed forces, of the Navy, of the immigration authorities, the police, who were in cahoots with these incredibly very rich families, three very Catholic families called the Fanjul, the Vicini, where were the ones in my parish, and the Campoyo families. And in 1 week after my arrival in the parish, I was told, Father, you know, it's forbidden for you to enter those plantations. Whatever you do, don't enter the plantations.
Really? Wow.
And I said, but I didn't know where sugar came from. I came from New York.
Yes, right.
I was in Little Italy.
Yeah, we thought it was still coming from Hawaii back then.
Absolutely. You know? I thought sugar grew on trees or something, or, you know.
Yeah.
And I had no idea, and much less did I know that there were people whose human rights and labor rights were so horrendously abused in a country such as the Dominican Republic. I mean, I took my human rights for granted every morning when I got up and got dressed and went off to live my daily life like most of us do. We don't think of our human rights every morning when we get up and have breakfast. But then I began to realize, but at what price are people putting sugar in their coffee every morning? Because the first thing I discovered is that the entire sugar crop of the Dominican Republic, to this day, as we speak, is exported into the United States of America. In other words, the United States is the only buyer of all the sugar harvested in the Dominican Republic. Second, the Dominican Republic exports into the United States 200,000 metric tons of sugar, which is raw. It has to be refined in the refineries in the U.S. And there is a free trade agreement between the Dominican Republic and the United States called CAFTA that says, in Chapter 16, in what living and working conditions can these products be produced, must be produced, in order to be acceptably imported into the United States.
Right.
So I realized that the United States Department of Labor, the State Department, the Office of Trade, had a huge responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So I began to raise my voice. But my little voice, who was going to hear a humble diocesan priest in the middle of a sugarcane field screaming his lungs out? My first mass, after overcoming my own fear in those plantations, against the advice that I'd been given, mm-hmm. was with a portable mass kit under a mango tree. Somebody brought a rickety table. Another lady, I remember, brought a bed sheet for an altar cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And there I was, standing in the middle of a mud puddle in front of these very poor, humble Haitians.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I asked them, but what did you eat today? And they said, todavía nada, still nothing.
Oh, nothing.
And I said, but how? And then I can't say the word crisis, but it was a wake-up call for me. What kind of a priest am I? It really shattered the foundations of my priesthood. These people, with such love, with such reverence, they call me mon père. They call me father. They call mm-hmm. me padre. And I get into my four-wheel drive. I drive out of this plantation. I go home. I have my 3 square meals. I have a fairly decent roof over my head. And these are my, I mean, if I was their father, if these were my children, what kind of a father would I be?
Exactly.
So I began to question myself, how could this be? Until there was a providential occasion. All this is accounted, obviously, in the book published by Ignatius Press,
mm-hmm.
That the president of the republic at the time, Leonel Fernandez, came to the parish, to one of the villages of the parish in some political activity. And being the traditionally country that it is, they called the priest, they called me, to make an invocation to welcome the priest and to, you know, invoke God's blessing. You're the best thing that's happened to the country.
We got about 20 seconds left, Father. I'm sorry, okay, but go ahead. I'll let you summarize. Go ahead.
And that was what was the turning point. Speaking in front of the president, and that's when all hell broke loose. And from then onwards, it was the media. It was like institutions such as you, the media, that made this little voice be heard far and wide. For example, in the publishing of this book, the documentary that you've referred to, that is easily accessible in YouTube, called The Price of Sugar, narrated by the famous actor Paul Newman.
Exactly.
And,
well, we have to leave it right there, Father. Thank you so much for being with us.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is...